This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. So TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. What's up, guys? You're back at it again with another episode of the Red and Yellow. Guys, it's kind of annoying because it seems like I have to go ahead and make an episode about TikTok every week. Now, do I not like that? It's okay. But it's just the fact that we have news going on about it 24/7. It always seems like something bigger and bigger is always going on when it comes to TikTok. So recently in the news, TikTok was supposed to be banned, you know, it was supposed to be banned, according to many sources, because the way that the Trump ban was going to work is that Trump was going to go ahead and give them, I think it was 30 days, at least 30 days to go ahead and sell themselves to an American business. And if they couldn't solidify the sale before 30 days or an extension of 60 days, but nothing less than 90 days, then they would go ahead and be banned from everything. So what ended up happening was is that TikTok ended up being in a whole bidding war. So Walmart, Facebook, Oracle, and some other weird people were trying to basically they were trying to go ahead and bid for TikTok, the ownership of TikTok. And all those conversations broke down, and what ended up happening was is that TikTok is now approved to sell 20% of their stake to Oracle. So Oracle won the bidding, and they're working with Walmart, so they're in cahoots with Walmart and Oracle right now. According to the CNET article, Oracle and Walmart confirmed the deal in separate statements. Walmart's statement said the initial public offering for TikTok Global would take place in less than 12 months, and that the company would be listed on the U.S. exchange. The partners have also pledged to develop an online educational initiative. So that is something that came out of the deal as well. So now TikTok is going to be on the U.S. markets. So I think this is really what they were working up to, because for real, they were building up the platform. The point of social media is to make a very advertiser-friendly space. So what you do is you make content, you get people to make content, they make their cool content, people make millions and millions of videos for you or tweets for you or whatever else for you. And you, as the company, don't have to put out anything because it's all user-generated. And once that happens and the ball is rolling, you make an advertiser platform for everybody to use. And once you make an advertiser platform for other businesses to pay you for, Walmart wants to pay you so that way they can have their next line of detergent sell and stuff like that. Once you start getting advertisements from big companies on your platform, then you are a solid marketable piece of software, because that's really all it is. So once you've created this space for people to create things, and then they make money off of it, the creators make money off of it, and the advertisers are able to pay to have people pay them for their products that they're advertising on there, and your business is making money off of advertisement revenue, and you're making money off of brand deals and such like that, then you're in a very good place as a social media. So TikTok really wants to go ahead and take that and put themselves on the market, just like all these other companies. Facebook and YouTube and all them, they all IPO'd at some point. Snapchat has its own stock, and it trades on the market. So once that happened, people are able to invest in it, whether they think good or bad, and then the prices rise or drop. So when they're on the market, they're able to sell as many shares as they need to, sell as many shares as they want to, and once they make that money, then they can make that money. You feel me? Because the way that the stock market works is that when they IPO, they got a set amount of shares that they want to sell, whether it's 1%, 2%, 200%, 100% of their company. They sell that to the open market. They keep that money and they're able to use it to keep funding their stuff. So with this whole creator fund, they might be able to fund more money than 25 cents and 30 cents and 10 cents to these creators for getting thousands and millions of views. Now you can earn more. So that's a benefit of this. But even still, it's like TikTok is still in a little bit of trouble. It still has to be approved by the Chinese government. Says right here in that same CNET article, intelligence agencies have determined that Chinese authorities could collect data through TikTok, but there's no evidence that they've done so far, according to the New York Times. So it's like it still has to go through basically Chinese approval. But on the American side, they have already gotten the approval that they needed from the administration. So, you know, TikTok is basically here to stay. It's here to stay. It's here to stay. I still think there's probably better alternatives just in case TikTok does not land what it needs to land before its true deadline. It's basically, it still has an extension on its deadline till the 12th of November, which is really, really close to election time, so it gets a little fuzzy during that part. But yeah, TikTok is really trying its best to stay in the U.S. market, and is pretty much doing a good job. It's got the whole youth behind them. So when it comes to this whole TikTok ordeal, I think that TikTok's winning, and there's no going back. So guys, just to let you know, my episodes might be shorter than normal. This is for all my audio and visual listeners as well. Episodes are going to be shorter, so that way we're more on topic and we stay on topic. And then also so we can produce more episodes in a timely manner. So if you like this little section, go ahead and give it a like, a thumbs up, share it with your friends. And it's been an honor to talk to you. So it's just an honor to go ahead and share my thoughts and my feelings to people out there. So thanks for listening to The Writing Yellow with your host, Tejan, and we hope to see you soon. Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.